The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
When God is about to do something in your life, when things are about to turn around for you, when the winds are shifting and the Lord is preparing to elevate you, the devil will do all he can to make sure you miss your blessing. He'll pull out every trick in the book in an attempt to block your blessings. So here are a few signs you should be on the lookout for. The first sign you need to be aware of is that when the devil wants to disrupt your life, he'll throw hell and the kitchen sink in your direction. And I'm talking about when you find yourself in a place where there is challenge after challenge, bad news followed by more bad news, one tragedy after the other. Do you remember what happened to Job? Before one servant could finish delivering bad news, another person came in with more bad news. Now, let me tell you why the devil will fight you so fiercely when he sees that God is about to do something in your life. He fights you so fiercely because he wants to drive you into a pit of despair. He wants to get you to a place where you are so down, so discouraged, so consumed with your troubles that you take your eyes off the Lord. And once you take your eyes off the Lord, you're right where the devil wants you to be. Imagine if Job had been so down and discouraged that he cursed God like his wife encouraged him to do. This would have proved the devil's point, that Job only loved God because of what he had. And so you see, some attacks from the enemy are just meant to be endured. Sometimes you simply have to say, "Lord, stand with me during this storm and give me strength." When the devil throws all he can at you, sometimes the only thing you can do is stand in faith, stand in prayer, stand in expectation that God will deliver you in his perfect timing. Now, another sign that you need to be aware of is that when the devil wants to disrupt your life, he'll usually send a type of Judas into your life. And by a Judas, I mean someone who is in your inner circle, but they will be used by the devil. The devil will use people to frustrate you, to discourage you, to vex you, and try to provoke you. Now, as Christians, we should be aware of this. People are not necessarily evil, the Bible says. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. In the spiritual realm, a child of God is never in a fight with another person. We are fighting the spirit behind the person. Remember that before Judas betrayed Jesus, the Bible tells us in Luke 22, verse 3, "Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12." The devil entered Judas. This is not to say everyone who opposes you has the devil in them. But when you find that someone is relentlessly malicious and evil towards you, this person could be under the influence of the devil with the sole purpose of drawing you away from God's plan. They'll try and entice you away from waiting on God by getting you to focus on all of the commotion they are causing in your life. Now, the third sign you need to be aware of is that when the devil wants to disrupt your life, he will try and tempt you like never before. And I'm talking about an unprecedented level of temptation that will come your way. The devil tempted Adam and Eve, and they fell into sin and lost the divine provision that God had for them in the Garden of Eden. Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, and the purpose of the devil's temptation was to derail God's plan. And you see, this is exactly what the devil will try and do in our own lives. Tempt us in such a way that we will forfeit our blessings. He'll try and tempt us to rebel against God, so that we can lose our blessing. Now, how do we ensure that the devil's strategies don't work in our lives? How do we fight against his traps? Well, the Amplified Translation for Hebrews 12, verse 2 says, "Looking away from all that will distract us and focusing our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of faith." The first incentive of our belief and the one who brings our faith to maturity, who for the joy of accomplishing the goal set before him endured the cross, disregarding the shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God, revealing his deity, his authority, and the completion of his work. The key to standing strong is to fix your eyes on Jesus Christ. And what I like about this verse is that it's practically telling you to have tunnel vision. You see nothing to your left or right. You only see the light at the end of the tunnel. And that light is Jesus Christ. Yes, trouble may come in the form of people, but I encourage you not to focus on what people are doing. Focus on Jesus. I encourage you not to spend time and energy on what people are saying. Fix your eyes on Jesus. Should a storm come, fix your eyes on the Lord. Should you be tempted, your help comes from the Lord. Fix your eyes on him. Whatever the devil throws your way, don't focus on it. Don't dwell on it. Don't be distracted by it. Focus on Jesus.
We need to build our faith on the firm foundation that is Jesus Christ. We're being told to place our hope on the solid foundation that is Jesus Christ. This is because when the forces of evil try to wreak havoc on your life, the strong foundation on which your faith is built upon will not be overcome. The walls in your life will not be breached. When you have built your foundation on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you are not shaken by the earthquakes of life. You are not blown away by the winds of life. You are not taken under by the floods of life. And this is all because God will never fail you. He will never let you down. And so, saints, let me encourage you. Let your foundation be Jesus Christ. Let your faith be in Jesus Christ. Let your reason for joy, your reason for hope, be because of Jesus Christ. Because truly I tell you, when you stand on the solid rock that is Jesus Christ, you will survive when the rain falls. You'll survive when the floods come. You won't be destroyed when the winds blow.
Ugh, spam calls. Sound familiar? Introducing Line 2. Get a second phone number right on your existing phone. Imagine discounts, appointments, online forms. Handle it all without giving out your personal number. It's like having a secret weapon against spam. And when those unwanted calls sneak through, boom, blocked. No more interruptions, no more stress. Stay connected, stay protected. Keep your main number safe and out of harm's way. Ready to take back your phone? Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store today.